Listening Library presents Change Up, Mystery at the World Series by John Feinstein. Read for you by the author.
Chapter 1. Sudden Victory. Even though he was only 14 years old, Stevie Thomas considered himself a veteran of sports victory celebrations. He had been to the Final Four, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, and the U.S. Open in both tennis and golf. He had seen remarkable endings, miracle shots, and improbable last-second heroics. But he hadn't seen anything quite like this. He was standing just outside the first base dugout inside Nationals Park, the home stadium for the Washington Nationals, and even though the game had been over for several minutes, the noise was still so loud he couldn't hear anything Susan Carol Anderson was shouting in his ear. "Mets! Clubhouse! Press box!" he managed to make out over the din. Since she was starting to pick her way through the celebrating Nationals and the media swarm surrounding them, he guessed that she had told him that she was going to make her way to the clubhouse of the New York Mets and then meet him back at the press box. She was taking the harder job, talking to the players on a team that had just suffered a shocking defeat. His job was easier, talking to the winners. The ending of the game had been stunning. With the National League Championship Series tied at 3-3, both teams had sent their star pitchers out to pitch Game 7. Johan Santana for the Mets, John Lannan for the Nationals. Both had pitched superbly, and the game had gone to the ninth inning tied at 1-1. Nationals manager Manny Acta brought Joel Hanrahan, his closer, in to pitch the ninth, a bold move in a tie game. It seemed to have backfired when Carlos Beltran hit a two-out, two-run home run to give the Mets a 3-1 lead. In came the Mets closer.